This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's start our evening. Let's start with this conversation here in the province. The launch today of the 2026 Easter Road Safety Arrive Alive campaign. It was at Tamahansi village that is outside Mokopane. It was earlier today. We're speaking to the MEC of the Department of Transport and Community Safety, Violet Mate. MEC, good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you and to all your listeners at home.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time, MEC. Please talk to us, MEC, about the launch today.
Yes, we're launching the Arrive Alive for Easter campaign, which went well. All the people were there from all the villages in next to Tamahansi. They were there with all the stakeholders. So we're launching because N1 is one of the notorious roads that are killing our people. These were the complaints from the people from that other side, even the mining giants, the two mining companies were always complaining about that N1, N11 road to say that people are being killed there. So that's why we chose Tamahansi to be our launching place today.
Okay, so the focus is on N11, where people say there are killings that are happening around the area. Okay, so as part of the launch, as we look at the Easter weekend as well, what are the other things that are part of this launch that you'll be doing as well?
We'll be doing our 24/7 visibility in all our major routes. Our major routes, including N11, N1, R81, R71, R36, R524, and all the not the major routes only, even the other routes that are connected to our major routes will be getting some other people that will be deployed there.
And as we know, MEC, the province attracts numbers during Easter weekend. People travel to the province for church. Of course, there are others that go to the different tourism destinations that we have. There are others that pass through the province to go to our neighboring countries. What is the plan around that?
The plan, as I said, we are planning to have 24/7. We're not going to sleep day in, day out. We'll be having people who will be manning our roads, especially in our N1 next to Makado, next to Ingwe Hotel. We'll be there full time to check whether the people are complying or not, especially the trucks that are going in and out of South Africa. We'll be there to look after them. And our R81, where we had recently, we had an accident 2 days ago where people were just like overtaking where they were not even supposed to overtake, then they collided or head on. R71 starting from Mankweng, where our pedestrians are being killed in majority, will be having many people, especially R71 is the road that links Polokwane and Kruger National Park. Many people will be visiting Kruger National Park and others will be going to Moria because we are expecting more than 500 buses that will be going to Moria and other cars that will be going to Moria. So we'll be alert, we are ready for the Easter holidays, but we can't work alone. We are calling all the stakeholders that are around our province to say, this one is not us only who must be visible. Like in the theme of this year, it says, it starts with me. Meaning every person must account for his own life, must be responsible for his own life. So we'll be there, we'll be visible. So we're saying, people of Limpopo, please work with us in making sure that, like last year where we had a zero fatality, we're saying it is possible if we work together.
Right, we're continuing with our conversation. We're speaking with the MEC, looking at the event today that she led, the launch, of course, of the 2026 Easter Road Safety Arrive Alive campaign. MEC, just to go back to that issue you raised about zero fatalities, is that to say there were zero fatalities last year, or that was the target last year, that it continues to be the target this year?
Our target, Mr. Ngamula, is to have no fatality at all. But if it happens, well, it's another story. But what we're saying, we don't want it. That's why we're talking about zero fatality. We don't want it to happen, because when we talk about fatality, we're talking about people. They are not just numbers. one person, if that person is killed on the road or wherever, then it disturbs all the harmony in the family. People will be starting preparing for something that they were not even supposed to prepare. But if we work together as communities and the departments and all the other stakeholders like taxi association, it means we can do it even more better.
The issue of overloading happens a lot on our roads, and easily because people are passing through, people are going home and all of that. As I understand it, there's an operation around that. And you know, sometimes people ask, how does an overloaded vehicle pass through Polokwane as an accident in Musina, if you will, or in Makado or anywhere else? Please talk to us about that.
Yes, we do have Operation Malaysia, where we're talking about overloading or overloaded cars that are passing our province going to our neighboring countries. But when they are saying they are surprised to see buses or whatever that is overloaded going and crash somewhere in Makado. Yes, that's true, but we're not having the 24/7. Now, that's why I'm saying now our plan is to have 24/7 disability of our people, whether it will be during the night or during the day, they will find them. And we have already bought for today, we're going to open our 55 vehicles that were 12 were bought by the municipality and the rest were bought by us in order to increase visibility. And those cars have got cameras that will be even detecting whether you are running, you are speeding, at what speed are you driving. So they will be visible on our roads.
Yeah, let's talk about the vehicles. So there are new vehicles that will be allocated to the department. Please talk to us about that idea around the vehicles, how they are going to work, whether they are allocated around a certain area where it is a high-risk zone. What is the plan?
As we know that we have got hotspots where many accidents are happening, we'll make sure that space are more visible than other roads, like the Ingwe Hotel where I'm talking about, like the N11, like N1, like R81, all those major roads will be having additional vehicles because we do have, but we are adding to what we are having. Yes. Then the rest for Mogalakwena municipality will be using their cars for their traffic officers, because municipalities have got their own traffic officers. So together with them, we'll be helping each other. Where they will be saying, we are running short, then we'll be able to give them some. But for now, Mogalakwena is ready to do the operation for Easter holidays.
Thank you very much for your time. Good evening, MEC.
Good evening to you and all the listeners at home.
Good evening. Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.